We continue with our exploration of the senses as the operative or the most accessible, one of the most accessible mechanisms and ways to know that we are awareness. Not that we have awareness, that we are awareness. And what we have discovered so far is that the senses are multi-layered, multi-dimensional, at least the senses that we've done, hearing, touch, and taste. And that it serves us very well to notice the usually not noticed, to notice how awareness is operative all the time, that awareness is not distinct from this wholeness that we call ourselves, or the wholeness that we call our sensed reality. But in fact, the senses are one of the most important and most dynamic methods or causative factors in that sensed reality that each of us lives. Therefore, by getting more in touch with the fuller range that each of the senses is constantly providing, constantly. None of the senses turn off. The sense of self mitigates. The sense of self dismisses, denies, pushes aside, has preference, invites different layers and different types of experience through our senses, and again, pushes away, disregards, dismisses other kinds of experiences that we are having through our senses. And this is very, 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 very important to recognize for the fact that it is. The senses never turn off. Awareness never turns off. Why? Because it's what each of us fundamentally is. We are not the self. That's not a statement of judgment. It's not itself a push-away statement. But our own experience is reporting to us. As we've done these few weeks, it is reporting to us that awareness is what is constant. The finickiness, if you will, of the sense of self to protect itself is what comes and goes. If the sense of self is aggrandized, is made to feel strong, powerful, in control by something from a sense, or by denying, dismissing something from a sense, then that's what the sense of self will do with the sense and with what it is experiencing. But the senses being apparatus and direct roads into a fuller range of awareness, the awareness that is our essential nature, the awareness that you already are, that nobody has to be trained in, no one has to purchase, No one has to go to a retreat for nothing. All we are invited to do is recognize or notice the usually not noticed. So sight is the next. We use this sense, of course, it seems that we use this sense kind of the most, but I think, and one of the reasons why I purposely did not start with it, is that by doing what we have done with the other three senses, touch, taste, and hearing thus far, we have, I hope, noticed that, wow, those are on all the time, and there's a lot that we experience through them. So right now, eyes are open, probably. And just take in all the obvious within your sight, all the visual. Acknowledge as you are doing that that most of what is in your visual right now, unless you are outside, then most of your visual will be nature in some way, even if nature is in a city. Therefore, the statement will still hold that this is your choice. If we are sitting in a room, if we have chosen to be in the city, what we see is our choice. That is to say, we chose it to be here. We purchased this. We like this. Even if there's, whether it's clean, it's dirty, it's cluttered, it's not. The shapes, the colors, the kind of furniture, how rooms are arranged. The manyness, the lessness, the middle. So there's two things to take from this. One is a relationship of personal, i.e. self, personal preference, likes, dislikes, comfort, etc. We're not, I mean, that's just part of life. We all have what we like. We all have what's beautiful to us, what makes us feel good, comfortable, at ease, what brings us dis-ease. So that's the first. Just hang with that for a moment. Again, it's no judgment. We're just seeing things as they are. And the second, as our eyes are still open, that awareness itself has no preference. Feel that. Even from the mechanics of it, the biological mechanics of electrical impulses in our brain that are interpreted as color, shape, furniture, floor, wall, leaf outside a window, bird outside a window. Awareness has no awareness itself does not categorize. Awareness itself doesn't even name. Awareness is just aware. Perfectly, always aware. And everything is equal to awareness. I'm sure we're all allowing ourselves to experience this. That all things are equal to awareness. A neutral and impartial quality to awareness. awareness in its purity, in its vastness, does not give name. And we are experiencing that as we just sit with our eyes open. The sense of self gives name. Banana, chair, book, window, wall, floor. Sense of self gives those names. Why? Because of identity. Because the sense of self perceives itself as a fundamental identity and perceives that as important. In fact, there is no self without the sense of identity. Right? So because it works from that perception and fabrication of self, then it puts the same importance of identity, specificity, onto everything else. So then neutrality is gone. Impartial is gone. The simple act and fact of naming. Is itself an undoing of impartiality. Does that make sense? But we can, you know, then sit back again. Be awareness, where everything is equal. And because we are all experiencing, in some measure, this impartiality of awareness, this neutrality of awareness, that itself reports that all judging criteria and things along that line, qualities along that line, they're all from the sense of self. They don't have any other source, including this self of a society or a culture or a tradition that we then, you know, take on are educated with and, you know, some would use the word brainwashed, but, you know, educated with since infancy. But the statement is simple. And again, very worthwhile as we learn to see things more correctly, just like hearing and touch and taste more fully. Sight itself is neutral, impartial, completely inclusive. Nothing is excluded as we are gazing at whatever. The scope is wide. Yes, there's periphery and there is that which is closer, but it's wide, it's completely inclusive and impartial. And so all judging, assessing, valuing, devaluing, dismissing, etc., all being non-impartial, I'm not finding the word, all comes from the sense of self. That's very powerful to know that. And so hang out in that impartiality. The neutralness of being. The neutralness of awareness as it is. And then close your eyes for our last several minutes. And again, be neutral. There will be visuals inside, like brightness. Which is present for some people, not everyone. It might be after images of whatever your eyes were perceiving, and the sense of self is repeating inside the mind. But as it settles, there's a neutral, blank, spacious, luminous no thingness. That is neutral. We take a long, slow, deep breath. Take in everything. All the contemplations. All that you now know and cannot be denied. And the purity and impartiality of awareness. Take it off the cushion, my friends. Create your day.